Hello, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. When I look back on when I was going through the breakup that almost cost me my entire life years ago, I can definitely tell that there is one thing that I did the most that became the biggest mistake. So, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. The biggest mistake I made breaking up with my ex. The biggest mistake I made breaking up with my ex. And hopefully when I share this with you, it gives you some kind of insight as of what not to do and what to, something that you try to avoid, especially if you are going through a breakup right now, or something that you can reflect on if you've had multiple breakups before. And I always, when I share this, people or women in specific resonate a lot. And they just say, yes, that makes sense. And so, so my ex and I, we've had a long relationship. Like, all in all, I think it was almost 8 years. But in between, like within these 8 years, we had so many breakups, like so many that it became difficult at one moment to, you know, keep a track of the number of breakups that we've had. And so that's exactly what was wrong, is that I kept going back and I kept giving more chances and I kept going back after the breakup. So I stayed in the relationship for far too long. I stayed in the relationship for far too long and I kept going back and I kept giving more chances, even though there was no evidence that he really changed, even though there was no evidence that things really changed, even though there was no evidence that what I'm going back to is something different than what I left. And so I think that when I talk to so many women right now, they relate so much to it. And then they say, yes, that makes sense, because so many of them would start saying, hey, I came back every single time after we broke up. It could be like a week or a couple of weeks or even a month or, but most of the time, like, we go back within weeks. Yes. And then they say that was the single biggest mistake, that we continued to go back. We continued to go back, and that they stayed in the relationship for far too long, longer than they knew they should. And what's key here is that, and what's key and interesting at the same time here is that when you reflect back, now you got to ask yourself, why did I go back? Because I think that a powerful tool for clarity, I think, is reflection and honesty. Honesty and reflection are two, to me, they are the most powerful tools that we can use. When we reflect on something that already happened and we just tend to observe it from an objective eye, you see things clearer. And then you have, and when you are honest enough, and then when you see things clearer, then you have the ability to see it, the ability to understand what was going on better. And that better understanding leads to new realizations. And when you realize things differently, then you think about them differently, you feel about them differently, and then you are able to make different decisions as a result. Yes. And so that's what I'm constantly and always trying to help you to do in this podcast. So when we ask ourselves, why did I go back? Like I just, so if you are in a position where you broke up multiple times and then you went back every time you broke up, I just want you to ask yourself, why did you go back? Why did you go back every time you broke up? And I would say that most of the time, I would say like more than even 85% of the time, you went back because you had hope. You had hope. So even though you had evidence, even though you had evidence that the relationship was not working when you broke up, and even though he was like even toxic or like not a healthy partner for you, you still went back. Now, why? Because you had so much hope. You had so much hope that things changed, that he changed, that he became the guy that you've always wanted him to be. And that's what made you go back every single time. You had hope that things are going to be the way you wanted them to be. So your hope for a different circumstance, a different picture, a different way of treating you, yes, this is what kept you going back. And when we have hope, why do we have hope? Because we are wanting so much that what we want, that what we dream of becomes a reality. So we are so attached to a dream. We are so attached to an ideal, to a certain picture in our minds, and we are sometimes we're even just like we are not seeing reality as it is. We are seeing it as how we hope it to be. And that's sometimes what messes up with our decision-making process, is that you are making biased decisions because you are so affected by your emotions. You are letting your emotions be in the driver's seat, and you're allowing your emotions to make the decisions for you. And that's okay. I mean, I don't want you to blame yourself or judge yourself or anything, because it was so powerful to me when I started reading about how much of our decisions are impacted by our emotions. It's crazy. I mean, of course, there are people who are more emotional than others. There are people who are more logical than others. So there are people who make decisions mostly through their emotions. And there are others who are logical in their decision-making process. So they would definitely make more logical decisions. I'm not saying that one is better than the other. I'm just saying that if you are someone who makes decisions emotionally, then sometimes it's much better for you to know how to navigate your emotions to be able to make decisions that are not detached from the reality that you live in. And that's what I did. That's what I did in the past. I allowed my emotions to color the reality. And so what happened is that I saw reality not as it was, but I saw it as I really hoped it to be, which is, it was not true at all. It was just not true at all. I hoped him to be someone who knows how to take care of me, knows how to stand up for himself and for me and for the relationship, knows how to make decisions and stick to them. Someone who is uncompromising when it comes to love and relationship and the people who he loves, meaning me. I just wanted him to be someone who knows how to have responsibility, how to take responsibility of his love relationship. And that's okay. This is what I wanted. But this was completely different from what he was truly. And so in essence, I just wanted him, and I so badly wanted and hoped him to be someone different. I just wanted him to be someone different for the relationship to work. And every single time when I went back, I was like, this is it. This is it. This is the time when he finally woke up and that he realized that he had to do X, Y, and Z for us to be together. And for sure, if he's calling me back and if he's begging me to go back, that means that X, Y, and Z happened and that I'm going to have the amazing relationship that I've always wanted to have. And what happens? You guess it, right? We go back a couple of weeks, maximum a couple of months go by, and I discover that nothing changed, the same behaviors, same thoughts, same words, same crap, and same disappointment from my end. And here we go. We start the cycle all over again. Yes. Why? Because I allowed my emotions to color reality and to make me make a decision based on what I hoped for, not on what was real at that moment. And so this is my message to you. If you are going through a breakup, if you're going through a breakup, and if you are, and if you know deep down in your heart and your gut that the breakup was the right thing for you, and that that person is not someone you want to have in your life anymore, not because he's a bad person per se, but he is someone who's not suitable for you anymore. And if you know in your gut that this is the right decision to make, I am inviting you and I'm suggesting you to go no contact if you can, and to just stick to your decision once and for all. Don't be tempted to go back. Don't be tempted to go back, because I'd say like probably more than 80% of the time, things are not going to change. Things did not change since you left. And so by you just hoping and going back because you think like, well, maybe you just changed, so let me go back and give this another shot. If it did not work out the first time, if it did not work the second time, why on earth would you expect it to work the third or the fourth or the tenth time? And that's what I did not realize back then. Yes. And so that's my invitation to you. Just stick to your decision, especially if you know in your gut that it was the right one. I know, listen, this conversation is different from the conversation of, hey, it sucks, it's hard. Well, I know it sucks. I know it's hard. Of course, this is someone that you have been in a relationship for only God knows how long, you know, months or even years. And so, and you expect it to be easy to just let go of all the dreams and the hopes and him being part of your life, and having memories together and have thoughts and experiences and emotions. Of course, it's going to be hard at first. Nobody said it's going to be easy. But I'm just saying that if you know in your gut that this is what serves you, then just stick to it and know that it hurts at first, but it's going to serve you long term. Versus if you are tempted to go back over and over and over again, and then you know that you're going back because you don't want to face the pain of just being by yourself, or of losing someone who you've had a good history of memories and experiences with, but you definitely don't have a future together. If you want to put off this pain, then of course, go ahead, go back. But this is going to amplify, is going to create even more pain for you on the long term, on the future, when you realize that, oh my God, I stayed in this relationship for far too long. I needed to move faster. I need to move on faster. So I'm just saying to you, it's your decision to make whether you want to bear the pain that's necessary at the moment for a bigger gain in the future, or if you want to put off the pain in the moment, but then go through even bigger pain in the future and, you know, pay even more time and energy and just wasted, you know, months or even years of your life that you could have lived happier and more joyful. it's your decision to make. I'm just here to give you my own insight and my own reflection based on my own experience. But not only that, on the knowledge that I've accumulated throughout the years and on the many experiences of women that I talk to every single day. That was my invitation to you today. Remember to subscribe to the podcast so that you get a notification every time we put on a new episode. Take care of yourself, and I'm going to catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.